अनुव्याख्या प्रकटित पर ब्रह्म तत्त्वं युवानं वर्षिष्ठान्ते वसदृशिगणैर् आवृतं ब्रह्मनिष्ठैः आचार्येन्द्रं करकलित चिन्मुद्रमानन्दरूपं स्वात्मा रामं मुदितवदनं दक्षिणामूर्तिमीडे यन्नित्यमानन्दमनन्तमेकं शिवेति नाम्ना श्रुतयो गृणन्ति तस्यावतारो नररूपधारी कृपासुदाब्धी भुविरामकृष्णः जननीं शारदां देवीं रामकृष्णं जगद्गुरु पादपद्मे तयोश्रित्वा प्रणमामि मुहुर्मुहुः जन्माद्यस्येतोऽन्वयादितरतश्चार्त्वेषविघ्नस्वराड् तेने ब्रह्मकृताय आदिकवये मुह्यन्ति यत्सूरयः तेजो वारिमृतां यथा विनिमयो यत्र त्रिसर्गो मृषा धाम्ना स्वेन सदा निरस्तघोकं सत्यं परं धीमहि सत्यव्रतं सत्यपरं त्रिसत्यं सत्यस्य योनिं निहितं च सत्ये सत्यस्य सत्यं मृतसत्यनेत्रं सत्यात्मकं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्नाः मूकं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंघयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वंदे परमानन्दमाधवं जयति जगति माया यस्य कायाधवस्ते वचनरचनमेकं केवलं चाकलय्य ध्रुवपदमपि यातो यत्कृपातो ध्रुवोऽयं सकलकुशलपात्रं ब्रह्मपुत्रं नतोऽस्मि यस्वानुभावमखिल श्रुतिसारमेकं अध्यात्मदीपमदिति तीर्षतां तमोऽन्धं संसारिणां करुणयाः पुराणगुह्यं तं व्याससूनुमुपयामि गुरुं मुनीनाम्। जनस्य कृष्णाद्विमुखस्य दैवात् अधर्मशीलस्य सुदुःखितस्य अनुग्रहायेह चरन्ति नूनम् भूतानि भव्यानि जनार्दनस्य। As per the command of the Lord, to gain the self-knowledge, Vidura went to Maitreya Rishi. Seeing the Maitreya Rishi, he was very happy and he glorifies the Rishi. He says, "O holiest of the holy ones, great devotees of the Lord like you move about in this world to give peace and relief from the sufferings of an ordinary human being. That ordinary human being who is suffering because of Krishnad Vimukasya, because of devoid of devotion towards the Lord, and Adharma Shilasya, neither devotion nor values are there in the life of an ordinary human being. Therefore, Sudhikkitasya, therefore he is suffering. And you people who happen to be Dharmashilas and Bhaktas, great Bhaktas of the Lord, you give solace and peace to them. So, what is the purpose of my approaching you is, I have certain questions. You have to clarify all my doubts. What are the questions? He asked series of questions. And the question starts with this shloka. Sukaya karmani karoti lokaha natai sukham va anyad uparamam va vindet bhuyaha tatayeva dukkam yadatra yuktam bhagavan vadenaha. We find entire struggle in human life is to be happy, is to be fulfilled and happy. So, for the sake of happiness, human being desires, plans, works. But what we find is, humanity doesn't get happiness what it wants, but on the other hand, it gets more and more sorrow. Bhuyaha tadayeva dukkam. Neither they are relieved from the suffering by their struggle to be happy, nor they are getting more and more happiness. On the other hand, they are getting more and more sorrow. What is the cause of human suffering? Which suffering is never decided by human being? You have to tell me by doing which one can attain freedom from suffering or one can attain happiness and fulfillment. So with this question, its series of questions he goes on. The answer, the cause of suffering is what? Purva karma phalam. There is no other answer. How this purva karma phalam has come? In the previous janma, human being did something. How that previous janma came? Its previous janma. Like that, it is a cycle. So what is the solution? What is the solution to get rid of suffering? The solution is Atma Jnana. Anywhere you go, same answer. Whether it is Upanishad or Gita or Bhagavata. The solution for all human suffering is Atma Jnanam. How Atma Ajnanam leads to suffering? Atma Ajnanam, ignorance of the self, leads to Parichinnatva. You should know, even in dream, somebody asks you, you have to get up and tell all these things, okay? Atma Ajnanam, ignorance of one's reality, leads to Parichinnatva. Parichinnatva what? Dehabhimanaha, that I am body. When I don't know that I am infinite, I conclude I am body. So once I concluded myself as I am body, naturally body lacks so many things. Body means body includes mind and intellect. In every standpoint, I find myself as a lacking entity. Therefore, to fulfill me, I desire kamaha. The desire leads to karma, action. Karma leads to karma phalam, results. And that karma phalam will be in the form of punya or papa. And that punya will give happiness, sukham in human life. Papam will lead to dukkham. Generally, papa's portion is always more. Therefore, suffering is more. Then this punya and papa will lead to punarjanma. In punarjanma again, parichinnatvam, kamaha, karma, karma phalam, punya papa, punarjanma. It is a vicious cycle. Therefore, one should struggle to get out of this vicious cycle by gaining Atma Jnanam, by gaining the knowledge about oneself. How to gain that knowledge about oneself? Initially by developing the devotional attitude towards the Lord and by knowing the things as they are, permanent and impermanent, and disassociating with impermanent things, dissociating ourselves from impermanent things. If a person goes to a teacher and does Atma Vichara, Atma Jnanam is Karatala Amalakavatu. It is a matter of time. Otherwise, individual has to suffer in birth after birth through this vicious cycle. Now, the question comes, okay, I am suffering because of Purva Karma Palam. And in that Purva Janma, also I suffered because of Purva Karma Palam. When these things began, what propelled Bhagavan, what compelled Bhagavan to create this Jagat? Bhagavan could have avoided the very creation itself. So why Bhagavan created this creation? And that too, why Bhagavan created us as ignorant people? Very salient questions. Very beginning itself, all these problems, he could have avoided. All right, he wants to create the creation, let him create. But why he made us to be ignorant of the drama? And how can Bhagavan, who is free from all types of desires, can have the desire to create? What is the propelling force to do that particular action called creation. Generally, every action is done because of some force. All human actions are done because of karma. Karma leads to karma. So, in Bhagavan's case, you cannot say that karma led to karma called Jagat Srishti. So, what is that propelling force? How he desired at all to create this world? These are all the questions. So, answers for these questions are given in four stages. First stage is Karma Vadaha. Second one is Parinama Vadaha. Third one is Vivarta Vadaha. Fourth one is Ajata Vadaha. Karma Vadaha, Parinama Vadaha, Vivarta Vadaha, Ajata Vadaha. Karma Vadaha, Parinama Vadaha, Vivarta Vadaha, all are from one standpoint called Vyavaharika Drishti. Vyavaharika Drishti means what? Transactional reality. From the standpoint of transaction. The fourth one, that Ajata Vataha, is from Paramarthika Drishti. That Paramarthika Drishti means what? Absolute reality. One is transactional reality, another one is absolute reality. From the angle of transactional reality, three types of Vadaha. For what? To give the answer to the question, why Bhagavan created. So, let us see one by one. The Karma Vada. Ishwaraha created this creation. Why? Shastra says, to provide you conducive atmosphere to fulfill your desires, to exhaust your karma phalam, to work for Atma Jnanam and Moksha. Suppose you want to have ice cream. There must be somebody who produces ice cream. With that desire, you have given up the body. So, the desire is so strong. So, next genma, you have to be given that ice cream. So, therefore, Bhagavan has to create ice cream parlor and the fellow who can manufacture the ice cream and the technology of manufacturing the ice cream. So, to provide you conducive atmosphere to fulfill all your desires, to exhaust your karma phalam, because karma phalam is in two types. Punya also is karma phalam, papam also is karma phalam. So, nice things also you will have in your life, unwanted thing, undesirable things also you will have in your life, and being tired of going through ups and downs in life, one day when you ask, Koham kuta ayataha, kame janani, kome tataha. Who am I? For what purpose I have come? Who is my father? Who is my mother? If you ask this question, so there must be someone to tell the answer like this. Okay. So, to work out for your Atma Jnanam, everything is provided. Ramana Maharishi was asked this question. This question was asked by so many people, you know, very basic question. But this question comes, only somebody suffers. If somebody is happy, nobody comes and asks, Swamiji, I am so happy. Why I am happy? When everybody asks why this Bhagavan has created this world, so I ask immediately, is there any love failure? Because that is the main reason. Something might have happened, calamity in his life. So, Ramana Maharishi was asked this question. Why Bhagavan has created this world? Ramana Maharishi was so simple, a man of few words, he says to ask this question. Bhagavan created the world for what? To ask this question. So, that is the answer here. In this angle of, in this stage called Karma Vada theory, Ishwaraha is intelligent cause, because he is the creator. Creator means what? He is an intelligent cause. Product is what? Creation is the product. Creator is intelligent cause, manufacturer. And after creating, running also is there, okay? Maintenance. So, he is called Karma Phala Dhata. He has to remember all your accounts and settle, try to settle your accounts accordingly. So it's called karma phala dhata. Jivaha, the individual, is karta and bhokta. Individual is engaged in either doing some actions or receiving the results of actions. And this jagat is karma bhumi or bhoga vastu. Three angles, triangle it is called. Triputi they call it. Ishvara, Jiva, Jagat. Ishvara is karma phala dhata and nimitta karanam. Jiva is karta and bhokta. Jagat is karma bhumi and bhoga vastu. Every religion has this idea. Bhagavan created this world. And in Hindu religion, in Vedic religion, Bhagavan created this world to fulfill all these things. In other religions, there is no answer why Bhagavan created this world. We have four answers. They don't have single answer. Understand? So they have answer what? It is his wish. That's all. Hey, for his wish I should suffer or what? For my wish I can suffer. Karmavada says what? It is your wish. Therefore he provided. Okay. For my wish I can suffer. But for his wish why should I suffer? So all religions talk about this Triputi Jagat. Ishvara Jiva Jagat. This is called Karmavada. A theory of actions. Action and result. Majority of humanity is satisfied with this answer. Majority of humanity is satisfied with this answer. But still, some intelligent minds are there who can see things deeply. Those intelligent minds are not satisfied with this answer because the answer doesn't contain the answer for the actual question. What is the actual question? Why first creation? Okay, this creation for because of previous one. Previous one will be is because of its previous one. So why first one? When did this first one started? If creation is necessary for exhausting our karma phalam, then why did first creation is created? Now comes another theory. We have varieties of answers, you know, according to your level, you can take it. This theory is called Parinama Vadaha, manifestation theory it is called. First is what? Action result oriented theory. Second one is Parinama Vadaha, manifestation theory. From this angle, the answer is, there is no first creation. In fact, there is no creation word. We saw that. The very word creation is a misnomer. If you don't understand the word creation, it will create lot of confusion. Our Acharya Swamiji used to say, if you don't understand the word creation, it will create lot of confusion. Creation creates confusion. So there is no first creation at all, because first, when you say, you mean to say before first there was nothing. Correct? So the idea of first means there was nothing before first, and out of nothing this first came. Correct? Out of nothing, nothing can come. Out of nothing, nothing can come. You don't have any substantiality to ask this question. When first creation has come? To ask the question, when first creation has come, you should have proved that something is created out of nothing. Out of nothing, nothing can be created. So therefore, there is nothing called first creation. Srishti is a Sanskrit word. It should be understood properly, because the very word creation is from the Western language, English language. They have this concept that out of nothing, something has come. That culture doesn't have answer from where Bhagavan created this world. It is told Bhagavan created this world, that's all. What is the material cause from where he has created this world? There is no answer. So out of nothing comes something, is their concept. Therefore they introduce the word creation. We also use the word creation, but we should understand that it is not going to be something coming out of nothing. It is nothing but manifestation. Srishti means what? Something comes out of something. Something comes out of something is called manifestation. In Sanskrit it is called abhivyakti karanam. A tree is there in the form of a seed. From seed, tree comes. So when we were children, they used to ask, from chicken egg came, or from egg chicken came? One of my friend used to say, both came together. That's a fact. Okay. So creation means manifestation of something which already exists. What exists already? Shastra says, sadeva saumya idam agre asit. Existence existed already. From existence, all these manifestations have come. Why it has come? So kamayate bahusyam praja eti. That existing entity, which is a conscious entity, he desired, let me become many. For his desire, should I suffer? Then Shastra says, satapo tapyate satapas taptva sarvam idagam asrajate tat srishtva tadevanu pravishat. Having created, the entity called existence entered in the creation. Now what you will ask, how you will ask why he has created? Who is there to ask why he has created? You ask why this dream world has come. I say, it is his wish. Oh, for his wish, I should suffer in dream. Who is suffering in dream? Who is suffering in dream? Is there any locus standi for the questioner to ask this question? You are the part and parcel of the entire Jagat. And Jagat is the manifestation of the Chaitanyam, consciousness. So very Ishvara or Brahman has become this Jagat. So here in this angle, Ishvara is both Nimitta Karanam and Upadana Karanam. Understand? Nimitta Karanam and Upadana Karanam. Both material cause and intelligent cause is he. How can one and the same thing can be both? We saw in the earlier classes. It is possible like dream. Dreamer is the Nimitta Karanam and Upadana Karanam of the dream world. And after creating that dream world, who enjoys the dream? Inside the dream also you are existing. And existing there, you are asking, why I am inside? Whom you are asking? You are asking another character which is inside. Understood? So, Ishvara manifests as this Jagat. Therefore, you cannot ask why. If you ask why, we ask you, who asked this question? You don't have any locus standi to ask this question. You are not different from him. It is like Bhagavan asking, why I am created? Bhagavan doesn't ask. Because he knows he is playing. Since you don't know that you are the part of the play, you are asking this question, therefore try to know. What is the answer? Try to know that you are playing the role. And another word it is used, Bhagavan became Jagat, correct? Abhivyakti Karanam means what? Milk is there, inside the milk there is a butter. Inside the milk there is a butter. So, butter manifested from milk, When butter manifests from milk, what happens to the milk? Milk is destroyed. Milk is destroyed. Upadana karanam is destroyed when the product is come, has come. Understand? So, in this case, if Brahman becomes, if Bhagavan becomes upadana karanam, when Jagat is created, Brahman must be destroyed. Moreover, how an infinite entity, what is the meaning of Brahman? Infinite. How an infinite entity suddenly become limited, Jagat? How is it possible? How limited, unlimited thing can become limited one? All this question comes. For this question, how infinite entity becomes limited? What happens to the upadana karanam Brahman when it becomes Jagat? When it is asked, we don't have answer in the second stage. So we go forward to third stage. Third stage is called Vivartavadaha. It is called appearance theory. This Vivartavada says, Brahman doesn't become Jagat. Brahman appears to become Jagat. Brahman becomes Jagat when Shastra says, Jagat and Brahman has same degree of reality. Both are same degree of reality. Understand? So, in same degree of reality, naturally, the material cause will get destroyed when the product is created. In the Vivartavada, it says, the product doesn't have same degree of reality, Brahman does not become Jagat, when Brahman appears as though he has become Jagat. That means what? Jagat is made as a lesser degree of reality. Understand? Dream is made as lesser degree of reality from the standpoint of the dreamer. But as long as he is in dream, for him, the dream is a reality. Once he gets up from that dream, it becomes lesser reality. So, Brahman does not become Jagat, but appears as though he, it has become Jagat by the power of Maya Shakti. By the power of Nidra Shakti, the sleeper projects dream world without undergoing any change. Without moving an inch, lying down on the bed, this fellow travels miles after miles. This is one example. Another example is what? Without undergoing any change, the hot sand in the desert becomes water. Hot sand in the desert becomes water. Becomes water means what? Is it really becoming? Appears as though it has become water. If you don't know the secret of this becoming as though becoming, you will run towards that water. After running towards that water, in Swami Vivekananda's life it happened. He was, when he was roaming, when he was thirst in desert, he saw suddenly beautiful pond is there. So he ran, pond also was running. Then after some time he understood, oh, this is not pond, it is mirage water. After knowing also, when he crossed the same area next day, same pond is there. That time what happened? He did not run. Okay. So if you don't know, that he will run towards that. So it is a visual error born out of eyes. Dream is a error born out of Nidra Shakti. Similarly, Jagat is an error born out of Maya Shakti. What is status now they have reduced, you see? First was very, very real. Karmavada, very real. Parinamavada, equal to Bhagavan. Then Vivartavada says what? It is an error, visual error. So that's what in Mandukya Karika, Kalpayatyatmanatmanam Atma Devasva Mayaya Sayeva Buddhyate Bhetan इति वेदांत निश्चय. द क्वेश्चन इज आंसर्ड हियर. आत्मा आत्मानं आत्मना कल्पयति. द कॉन्शियस एंटिटी प्रोजेक्ट्स बाय इट्स ओन माया शक्ति स्व मायया. व्हाट इट प्रोजेक्ट्स? आत्मानं इंडिविजुअलिटी इट प्रोजेक्ट्स. देन आफ्टर प्रोजेक्टिंग दैट इंडिविजुअलिटी इट वाज कैरीड अवे बाय दैट प्रोजेक्शन. Then suddenly sa eva buddhyate, suddenly it comes to its senses as though, so it knows the reality. Iti vedanta nischayaha, there is no other pramanam for knowing this fact. Creation is a visual error. Visual error of whom? Of an ignorant person. Dream is a visual error. As long as you dream, the error continues. Once you wake up, you know the truth, you won't ask why I dreamt. Correct? The dream becomes a mere appearance. At the same time, the dream is not different from you. Nor you have become dream world, nor dream world become a real one. Got the point? Dream is a visual error. When you come to know, when you wake up. After waking up, whether the dream world exists with you or not. It exists with you. It exists with you in potential form, so that next day also you can have dream. The dream world which existed previous night, does it existed different from you? No. Therefore, you are the upadana karanam. Who created the dream world? You only created the world. Therefore, you are nimitta karanam. Just because you have created them, do they have separate existence? No. They are not different from you. You have not become dream world. In reality, you have not become, you have not been spirit world. Waker has not become dream world, nor dream world has become a real one. It is merely a visual error. Due to ignorance of the reality, you thought that this apparent dream world as real. Once you are waken up, you don't have any question at all. As long as you have Atma Ajnanam, this creation exists. Then the question comes. Why I am Ajnani? Why I am ignorant? Why don't I have that knowledge of the truth? Shastra says, no answer for this question. Why no answer? It is illogical question. There is no answer for ignorance. If I ask, do you know Chinese? You'll tell, no, I don't know. I'm ignorant of Chinese. I ask why. Why you don't know Chinese? What will be your answer? I don't know. For ignorance, do you have any answer? Leave the ignorance of self. I ask ignorance of so many other things, where there is a possibility of knowledge about that particular thing. Okay, Chinese love. Suppose if I ask Chinese, do you know Chinese? You say, I don't know. I don't know. Why you don't know? I don't know. Same only, I don't know only. So, why am I ignorant of the self? For this, there is no answer. You can ask, what is the way out? You can ask, what is the way out? Shastra says, uttishtate jagrate prapyavara nibodhate. Get up, wake up to the reality, wake up to the absolute reality. So, from this fourth angle starts. What is that absolute reality? What is that absolute reality? All the three angles are, theories are from the transactional reality. What is the difference between transactional reality and absolute reality? Transaction, in transaction reality, it is taken for granted that this world is there. Then Shastra tries to give you answer. And majority falls with a normal answers. They are satisfied because they are hurried to go office. Okay. They don't have time for extra information. Okay, okay, karma phala, okay, okay, enough. Okay, okay, Bhagavan is playing, okay, okay, enough. So if you persist in questioning, none of these three answers satisfy, none of these three answers gives you the proper answer. So Shastra says persist in this question. If you persist, the answer will come in reality. That is from Paramarthika Drishti, absolute reality. What is that Paramarthika Drishti? Shastra says, please prove that there is a world different from you. Then you can ask, why this world is there? Who has created the world? Why I am suffering? All these are all what? After accepting that there is a world creation. So please prove, where is the creation? About which creation you are talking? Because every individual creates night, one own creation. And imagine the, in India, 120 crores people, or in world, 7 billion people. At least half of the fellows will have dream. Okay? 3.5 billion fellows will dream. 3.5 billion dream world, imagine. So, about which creation you are talking about? No, no, about the creation wherein everybody is living. In every creation, everybody is living. In dream creation also, everybody is there. Do you have any creation, dream world, wherein you alone are there? No. Even if you say, I walked alone in the road, road is there. Time is there. Understand? Something is there other than you. So, the jnani says to the student who asked this question, why this creation? When the student asks why this creation has come, jnani says, about which creation you are talking? About whose suffering you are talking? So there is nothing called creation at all. Please get up. Get up to what? Get up to the absolute reality. What is that absolute reality? Na jayate mriyate va vipaschit nayam kutaschinna bhabhuva kaschit. Shastra says, after talking about Ishvara, Srishti Prakarna, tasmad etasmad atmana akasha sambhutaha akashad vayuhu vayor agnihi agnir apaha adhyav prithivi. Now stage by stage, as even it's telling, we were like children. Next what happened? There was a parent woman and she had a beautiful child and that child was very powerful and that powerful child wanted a bow out of a rabbit horn. So children will be, oh, rabbit horn. Then that bow made up of rabbit horn was given to the child. So it was very smart. It started sending the arrows to the Akasha, and from Akasha he brought flowers from the space, and that the space flowers were very beautiful. What color it is, mother? Child will ask. What color? Oh, it is very beautiful color. I don't remember. Like that, Shastra tells lot of story. And if you are very serious and grown up, it says, please understand the reality. Na jayate mriyate va vipaschit nayam kutaschinna babu vakaschit. Never there is any duality. How can Shastra says there is never duality if duality is a reality? How can you deny a thing which is a truth? Can truth be denied? Truth can never be denied. Why? Because it is truth. That which can never be denied is called truth. How can you deny the truth if the truth is duality? The very fact Shastra denies, that means what? Duality is not the truth. Not only it denies, it gives a warning also. Anybody understand this creation is a reality, for him what? What punishment? Death is the punishment. Neha nanasti kinchana sa mrutyo mrutyam apnoti. He will die again and again. To die again and again, you have to born again and again. After being born again and again, you will do varieties of actions again and again. Being done actions, varieties of actions again and again, he will receive this punya and papa karma phala again and again. So it is a vicious cycle. So what about this creation? Please give some status to this creation. Shastra says, Vacharambanam vikaro namadeyam. Creation is a misnomer. It is a simple word introduced by your mind. Pot is created. When I say, what do you mean? What is created? When pot is created, what is created? Please tell. Nothing is created. You cannot say form is created, because all the forms of the clay are there inside the clay. Pot form, glass form, tumbler form, jug form, all the forms are, you cannot bring out from the clay. It is there inside the clay. So when pot is created, what is created? Word is created. When pot is created, what is created? Word, vacha arambhanam. Vikaraha, creation, product is what? Vacha arambhanam. One new word introduced for the one and the same entity called clay. Before creation of the pot, what was there? Clay. After the destruction of the pot, what will be there? Clay. During the pot, we say pot is there. In between pot, before clay, after clay. Shastra says, in between also clay only. Adavanteja yennasti vartamane pi tattatha. That which doesn't exist before and after cannot exist in between. What doesn't exist before and after? What doesn't, what did not exist before and after? Clay only exists. So, there is a error in your thinking process. There is an error in your thinking process. Nothing is wrong outside, it is something inside wrong. Either it is filled with mud or it is fully blank. Generally it is filled with mud. That's why Acharya always says, struggles, the teacher, Vedantic teacher struggles not to fill anything newly. First you have to take it out. Ore kalimannu buddhi. So it takes a lot of time. Then you empty it, then you can fill something. Okay. So Gaudapada Acharya says, Yavat hetu phalaveshaha samsaraha tavadadayaha. There is an hetu phala avesha. Aveshana yena? Strong notion that hetu phalam. Hetu means cause, phalam means what? Result. That cause effect, the cause result, that connection is there. Na? That is why anything happened. What happened? We ask. Okay, then immediately, why it happened? Yeah. This hetu phala aveshaha, as long as is there in your mind, tavat samsaraha. Kshine hetu phala aveshe samsaram na prapadyate. So give up this thinking process called something has come out of something or something has come out of nothing. Both are wrong. Initially, Vedanta told something has come out of something. Okay. Now that also is rejected. Nothing has come out of. What is there? It is there. You have introduced a name because of your ignorance. So, na nirodaha, na chotpattihi, na baddaha, na cha sadakaha, na mumukshuhu, na vai muktaha, ityesha paramarthata. from the absolute standpoint. Absolute standpoint means what? Everybody, absolute standpoint means sees the sky from the real standpoint. From the story standpoint, we have three theories. From the real standpoint, we have this one knowledge that is called Ajatavadaha. That's what here Gaudapada Acharya says. An infinite can never become finite. Finite can never become infinite. When you ask why Bhagavan became this creation, you have taken for granted that infinite has become finite. How infinite can become finite? When you are struggling to attain Bhagavan, what is your idea? You are trying to become infinite. I am finite now, I should struggle to become infinite. Gaudapada Acharya says both are not possible. Na bhavati amrutam martyam, na martyam amrutam tatha. Infinite stays always as infinite, finite stays always as finite. You find out whether you are infinite or finite. Understand? So, Vedanta takes a student stage by stage and reveals the ultimate reality. More the purity of mind, more the love for the Lord, more the love for the permanent thing, more the love for Vairagyam. More the Vairagyam, more the understand. That's why these things are given in those days for people who have renounced the normal day-to-day life. At least a person should be little bit relaxed to think all these things. So if you are not relaxed, as even you get the answer, first level answer, okay, so I planned for this, I ordered for this idli, say therefore idli is created, that's all. I ordered for this world, so this world is given. So now Maitreya Rishi answers Vidura from the Vyavaharika Drishti, transactional reality. There are varieties of answers from Vyavaharika Drishti. We saw just three angles. Varieties are there. And how Srishti has come. Varieties of version. In Upanishads itself, some places Pancha Bhuta Srishti, some places Three Bhuta Srishti, like that varieties of versions of Srishti is there. Here in Bhagavatam, Maitreya Rishi is going to tell two versions of mechanism of Srishti, how Srishti has come. Please remind yourself, there is nothing called Srishti in reality, and if you don't understand, then you have to come down and try to understand the mechanism of Srishti. That mechanism of Srishti will lead to the answer that there is nothing called Srishti. The mechanism of Srishti is what? Infinite Brahman, along with its Maya Shakti, created 24 cosmic principles. What are the 24 principles? Mahat Tattvam. Mahat Tattvam means cosmic tendency principle. There must be some storage wherein all these orders are kept intact. Order worms should be processed. Bhagavan was tired yesterday night, so he went for pralaya and nicely he slept. Then when he got up, lot of order forms are there. Where he kept it? There must be a storehouse or imagination. So Mahat Tattvam is cosmic, karmic tendency principle. Tendency means what? Karma. All the karmas are there, na? Where it is kept? That is the principle. Then Ahankara Tattvam, cosmic I principle. There must be some Kartrutva. That Kartrutva Buddhi of the totality is called I, cosmic I. Then Buddhi Tattvam. It's not individual I, individual intellect. I am talking about total. Buddhi Tattvam means cosmic intellect. Then Manas Tattvam, cosmic mind. Then Pancha Tanmatras, five subtle elements. Akasha, Vayu, Agnihi, Apaha, Prithivi, subtle elements, not gross elements, subtle elements. And these subtle elements have three gunas, because the cause for these elements are what? Maya Shakti. Maya has three gunas, sattva, rajas and tamas. The things which are in the cause will percolate in the product also. So the product is pancha tanmatras, And they also have three gunas, sattva, rajas and tamas. From the sattva part of panchatanmatras, five jnanendriyas come. From the rajas part of panchatanmatras, five karmendriyas have come. From the tamas part of panchatanmatras, five gross elements have come, panchabhutas have come. So how many have become now? Cosmic tendency, principle, cosmic eye, cosmic intellect, cosmic mind, four. Five tanmatras, 4 plus 5, 9. Then out of five tanmatras, sattvic aspect become five jnanendriyas, 9 plus 5, 14. Rajasic aspect of panchatanmatras have become five karmendriyas, 19. Tamasic part of panchatanmatras have become five bhutas, pancha bhutas, so 24 principles. And each principle is called a devata. So these devatas don't know how to transact with each other. So one bhuta says, I am fire, I will fire. Another bhuta says, I am water, I will cool down. Like that they started quarreling with each other. Then finally, leader is there, na? Brahmaji. He is also one of the product, you know, understood. Brahmaji also is the one of the product. So the leader, hey, wait. The very fact we don't know anything shows that we should approach someone who knows. Let us go and approach the Lord. And they started to pray to the Lord. So in Bhagavatam, the beauty is every story will have some stotras. And in that stotra, they will give nice ideas. Nanamate deva padaravindam prapannatapopashamatapatram yenmulaketa yatayonjasoruhu samsaradukkam bahirukshipanti. So all the devatas pray to the Lord. O Lord, the holy feet constitute a veritable umbrella to the jivas who are seeking shelter in order to get rid of the samsara. By seeking shelter at your feet, the spiritual seekers cross the ocean of samsara with utmost easiness. To that lotus feet of the Lord, our salutation. Dhatryadasmin bhavaisha jivah tapatrayena upahata naksharma atmalabhante bhagavantavangrichayam savidyamata ashrayem. O Lord, O Father of all, in this sphere of samsara, all the jivas are distressed by going through varieties of experience, especially painful experience. They are not able to attain you. They are not able to attain the knowledge about the reality unless they seek shelter at your feet. We seek shelter at your feet. Why you want shelter at my feet? Marganti yate mukhapadma nidaihi chandas suparnai rishayo vivikteihi yasya agamarshodha saritvaraya padam padam tirtha padah prapanna. Sages who are striving for the ultimate reality in solitude, they resort to Vedas, which are like birds coming out of their nest constituted of your holy lotus feet. We the devotees, however, seek the shelter under your feet, from which flows the Ganga, the all-purifying river. Like that they go on glorify. The idea of this entire stotra is what? Unless you create the creation, jivas will not have a chance to work out their karma phalam. What vada it is? Karmavada. So devatas request the Lord to teach them how to combine and permute. Combination, permutation has to be done. Okay, then only Shariram will come. This Shariram is a combination of all the Panchabhutas. Understand? Akasha is there inside, especially in brain Akasha is there. And Jalam is there, Agni is there, of course Prithivi is there. So all the Panchabhutas are there in this body. So this combination permutation should happen. We don't know how to combine and create the creation. Therefore, you have to teach us how to do. Then Bhagavan asks, why should I do creation? Then the Devata say, unless you create the living beings, where is the question of working out the karma phalam? All the jivas will be in andhakara eternally. So you have to provide an opportunity so that they can fulfill their desires, they can work out their karma phalam, they can, one or two can ask why this creation. And in the process, while fulfilling their desire, they will do lots of pujas and other things, and they will do yaga, yajnas also. We also will get nice offerings. Because they are also part of samsara. Understand? They are also part of jagat only. Some of them are knowledgeable about this entire drama. Some of them not knowledgeable. Brahmaji was knowledgeable about this entire drama. One particular Indra was mentioned in the Keno Upanishad. Not, I don't know whether this Indra or one Indra was mentioned. One Yamadharma Raja was mentioned in Kathopanishad. Like that, Devata's name was mentioned as the Jnanis. One Surya Devata was mentioned in Gita. Like that. Which Surya Devata, the present person or because one world created, it is a cycle. Every time new Yamadharma Raja, new Surya Devata, new Agni Devata, varieties of people, jivas come and go. So unless you provide the ground, playground, how can we play? So provide the playground so that all will come and play. We also will get benefit, we have a lot of offerings we will get. And among them, the sadhus, sages are very, very shrewd people. And they don't waste time, and always, as even they get manifested, they immediately catch hold of your lotus feet and they catch hold of the Shastram. They have the capacity to catch out of the Shastram and they try to find out the reality very quickly. But we don't have the capacity to catch hold of the Shastram. We try to catch hold of your lotus feet, which is the source of all purificatory Ganga. So, like that, they pray. Finally, Pumsam suduram vasatopi puryam bhajema tatte bhagavan patabjam yatsanubandhe asati dehagehe mamahamityud duragrahanam. In reality, you reside in every being, very close to that being, so much close, that you are that being, that much close you live, because that individual is identified with his deha, with his body, you appear to be suduram, as though you are very far off, so that jiva thinks that I should reach God and he is in Vaikuntha. Pumsam suduram vasatopi puryam. You are residing in their own body. But for the ignorant people who are attached to anubandhe asati dehagehe anubandhe, who are attached to this unreal body, they think that you are very, very far away. Tanvaihya sadvritti birrakshabhirye parakhtantar manasah paresha atho na pasyanti urugaya noonam yete padanyasa vilasa lakshmya panena te deva katha sudhaya pravruddha bhaktya vishadashayaye vairagya saram pratilabhya bodham yathanjasanviyuhu akunta dishnyam. So the purpose of the creation is what? Those whose minds are captured and carried away by the senses can never get the opportunity of satsanga, association with holy people who have this sacred knowledge. They can never have the satsanga who are attached to the physical enjoyments. And without having satsanga, there is no opportunity of hearing your glories. Without hearing your glories, there is no opportunity of purity of mind. Without having purity of mind, there is no opportunity of having discrimination. Without discrimination, there is no vairagyam. Without vairagyam, there is no desire for freedom. So they go from birth to death and death to birth. But we want this creation so that we can play nicely along with you. This is one version of creation. The purpose of creation, that it is meant to create conducive atmosphere for karma phala bhogaha, for moksha prayatnam, is mentioned in these prayers. Thus, when devatas pray to the Lord to guide them in completing the process of creation, Bhagavan manifested as this Virat Tattvam in which he became entire creation. So, finally what? Bhagavan became entire creation. So, karma vada to which vada now we have come? Parinama vada. So, entire creation becomes his limbs, part of his body. Part of his body means what? He has become the creation. Then second version is going to come, wherein we saw that Brahmaji was created, and Brahmaji, after getting created, he asked, who am I? So Bhagavan came and gave the knowledge, you are my product, and I have given you the duty called creator. Then keep this knowledge like that story we saw, na? So our Vidura will ask, what happened next? The story continues. Brahmaji, having got knowledge from the Lord, he created Sanakati Rishis. So in our creation, first product is what? Brahmaji. The next tier is what? Sadhus. So we will see how, even in story format, how our Indian Vedic culture is what you call never compromising. We will see in the next class. कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय हरये परमात्मनि प्रणदक्लेशनाशाय गोविंदाय नमो नमः तदेव रम्यं रुचिरं नवं नवं तदेव शश्वन् मनसो महोत्सवं तदेव शोकार्णव शोचनं नृणा यदुत्तम श्लोक यशोनुगीयते गोपिका जीवनस्मरणं गोविंदा गो